It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We're so excited that you're here. We got the forecast coming up here in just a minute. It was a little rainy overnight. Raining. Took a great nap yesterday in that rain.
Yeah, it was really gross all day.
It was like God telling you should do nothing but sleep. And I was like, all right, God. I mean, I'm not going to argue with God.
Yeah, right?
You always lose that one. Right. Anyway, speaking of which, Megan and I were arguing earlier today. Was it you that thought prima donna meant before Madonna, or was that somebody else?
I saw somebody write that, and it's so funny because I used to think that too.
You really? I feel like you mentioned this once before.
But it's like, I mean, I've known for a while now, but I feel like when I was younger, I totally thought it was pre-Madonna, like P-R-E.
Right, like before Madonna.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
not
A.D. and B.C., right.
It's P-R-I-M-A, right?
It's P-R-I-M-A,
yeah.
Prima Donna. So
right.
When you called somebody a prima donna, what did you think that meant? Like, oh my God, she's such a prima donna. Like what,
like
she's
I
really
knew,
old?
Like, no, I knew it was like, I knew what it meant. I just was like saying it wrong. Like it was like you're a diva. You know, you're like, ooh, you're too good for this kind of thing.
But why, that doesn't make sense. Why would being before Madonna make you a diva? Like Madonna's the biggest diva of all, so no one's a diva compared to her. But if you're before Madonna, you could have been a diva.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of makes sense to me. I thought it was just like a saying.
Yeah.
Like I knew what it meant, but I just wasn't spelling it correctly.
Did you ever wonder why nobody ever referred to post Madonna?
No.
Like in the post-Madonna era.
That actually never went through my mind, no.
Oh, really?
No.
I'm sure
there's a lot of like words like that people get mixed up that they don't realize.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know what Justin was saying? His friend called Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, yeah.
I hear that a lot.
Which is so annoying.
I hear Valentine's Day is one that is common.
Right.
Prima Donna, I guess, is...
But that's an actual holiday, so I feel like if you don't know how to spell Valentine's, then...
Well, that's something I feel like you could Google and get an answer to.
Yeah. No, I've known this for a while. I'm just saying when I was younger, I totally used to say Prima Donna, not Prima Donna.
Right, I get it. Ironically, now you are one, which is really amazing.
No, I'm not
at all. No, you're really not. You're really
actually the opposite of that.
There was another one that came up the other day that someone said to me, and I said, you know what, that's not right. And they said, no, you're wrong. And then I had to Google it and show them they were. What was it? It was like Valentine's Day, but it was, oh, shoot.
Well, we were talking about like February and stuff like that.
Well, I was at, yeah, but I mean, that's another thing you people can't seem to, can't grasp, but there's an R in there. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Is there some word that you always thought was different than what it is? Hey, Shannon.
Yes.
What's the word you always mess up?
Well, I don't mess it up. Other people do. It's Alzheimer's. They call it old timers.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that really should be called old timers disease, though. Because when you're an old timer, you get Alzheimer's.
I agree. The other one is they say supposedly.
Oh, I hate that.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
This happened. That is true. I'm also, you know what really annoys me is the word conversate, because
it's not a word.
It's not a, I think they made it a word because everyone was, but you converse when you have a conversation.
Correct.
I've never heard anyone say conversate.
What do you mean you've never heard anyone say conversate?
I've never heard anyone say that.
It's in like 15 of our songs.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Conversate. Like I was conversating with her
I hate it.
Yeah, see, Shannon knows.
She's like, please stop.
I know. Conversate, conversate, conversate. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Something that's very common in the South and like rural parts of the state that it still also annoys me is when people say they're going to fix something to eat.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like, to me, it's not like you're fixing, like you're making something to eat, or you're preparing something, or you're cooking something.
Yeah, that's a real Southern thing, though.
It is. My whole life, I grew up, like, because I grew up in North Carolina.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Fix me something to eat, or you want me to fix you something to eat? And I'm like, ugh.
What? Why? I think it's cute.
You think it's cute?
Yeah, when people say that.
I think it's annoying. Hey, Connor.
Hi.
Hey, hi, Connor. What word do you find people have trouble with?
Well, my friend in college, she tried to say epitome and said epitome.
Epitome.
Yeah, right? And she would always say epitome. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, you know, that thing. And she like described it. I was like, that's called epitome.
Epitome.
So we actually had to Google it so that she could actually learn how to say it.
That is the epitome of stupidity right there.
Right? And then she also have said sesame instead of sesame.
Sesame.
Yeah, sesame.
Oh.
Sesame seeds.
That sounds sesame way more, but you know, but here's the thing. Sesame sounds way more, it would way cooler, like more.
Sesame.
Yeah. A little sesame sauce.
Yeah, she said some weird words.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. That's we really awesome. Appreciate it. This is Ina from the North Side. Hi, Ina. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Great. What was your word or that you had trouble with?
Up until a couple years ago, I'm 23, mind you, I thought that when people said growing a pear, they were saying P-E-A-R, like growing the fruit. I thought maybe they just meant like a
pear. You need to go grow a pear. Okay. I'll go to the nursery and get a pear tree. And...
Yeah, I have no idea. It took until someone said the full sentence, a pair of something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's, oh, you're like, oh!
I obviously didn't say anything because I would have been absolutely chastised.
Right, no. Yeah,
it clicked at that moment.
That's hilarious.
That is awesome.
Hey, thanks for calling. That makes the whole 12 Days of Christmas, you know, partridge in a pear tree.
Yeah.
Just imagine a pair of, well, never mind.
Well, yeah. In a tree. Now I see it.
Kim from Orange Park.
Hi, yes.
Orange Park.
I was making it sound more, you know, like sesame.
Yeah, that's good.
Kim, what's the word that you have a problem with?
Okay, the one that just drives me nuts, and I had an old boss that used to say it all the time, is the word pacifically instead of specifically.
Oh, my God, that's the worst.
He's always like, well, what do you mean pacifically, Kim? Oh, no. And I just started responding like, what about Atlantically?
How do you, said what?
But what about Atlantic? What about Atlantically?
Yeah.
How do you not correct someone when they say that?
I mean, can you imagine if your boss is like Pacifically and you're like...
You're like, why am I not your boss?
That's exactly right.
I mean, he was great, but he was like so professional except for that one thing.
Yeah, I know.
It drove me crazy.
I get it. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Kala from the North Side, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. What's the word or phrase that you think is weird?
When people try to say the plural noun of cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sacs?
Yep. They're like, it's cul-de-sacs. And I'm like, no, it's actually cul-de-sac.
Yeah. It's not like, there's not multiple of them.
Like if you have two cul-de-sacs, what do you say? It's cul-de-sac. What is it?
It's cul-de-sac.
Cul-de-sac. Right, because the culls are plural.
Yes.
Like when you say,
I don't know why
when you say sense. Attorneys general, it's not attorney generals.
You don't say sacks.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though
you only have one
like
sack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
That's my new
favorite
I'll
be
word.
Honest with you. That's a really, that's a super smart person, like, word. I mean, if somebody told me cul-de-sacs, I wouldn't say anything to them.
Yeah, no, me neither.
But she's sitting around and going, it's Coles de Sac. Get it right.
It's a weird word in general.
I just like saying Sac.
Same.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.